Blog Talk Radio.
Already. I mean, all of it. I already.
Growing up, parents got me a guitar. Said you could do anything, kid. You could
Thank
go
you.
Far. You could be the
Thank
perfect
you.
Fireman, race cars. The sky's the limit, kid. So shoot for the stars. So I strum that guitar every day. Found a passion for music, never went away. I joined a couple
Excellent.
Bands and played
Excellent.
A few shows. Tried to impress the girl
I'm
in the
so,
front
so
row.
I'm so excited, guys.
Soon
it
enough,
is. The government shutdown.
Nobody treats
I know
the
he's done
they
so many things. Just
make
it
real
life.
Safe.
Oh, my
you
goodness.
Be a doctor, accountant, something sane.
So make up my Sierra,
I fell in love with music, never thought it was a gimmick. I worked so hard on every tune and every single lyric.
Hello,
my whole identity depended on being artistic. Now you wanna strip that away, so you feel okay? Cause if I make it to the top, what does that really say? That you shouldn't have given up, that you made the mistake. But if I fail, you feel much better about picking your lane, right? Yeah, things are gonna get better real soon.
Fiona counts on us. Thank you, Fiona did it. Don't you love it? Oh my god.
I swear it's gonna get better real soon. Don't let anyone tell you what you should do.
Yay.
I got a clear view.
Host Millie in the City with my beautiful co-host,
the real JB Johnson.
I got you. I see how you did it the second time. That was not, because you had to do it over. Okay. And welcome to our talk radio show, Connect the City, the Heartbeats. You can't see the other heartbeat because my phone's acting funny. Heartbeats of the City. If it's important to you guys.
It's important to us.
Oh, do we have a show for you tonight, JV? I think we should just jump right in because I am super duper excited to talk about this food.
You president.
It's not president.
See,
not Sean.
I can't.
Hi, we're on Facebook Live, guys. JV Jones is on her Facebook Live. Millie in the City, I'm on my Facebook Live, Millie Holmes. And I know everybody wants to call in, 929-477-3886. This is the government shutdown or the wall episode of Connect the City. The real JV Jones.
The real JV, don't forget.
I got a question for you. I got a question. Are you ready for my question? Because you're not usually ready for my question.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
First of all, do you like my what do you call it? Not Dockers. I was going to say my sweater. I'm trying to look very professional and school kind of important. So what I'm saying from this sweater should be you should take it for the truth. Do you love it? Sierra did it. Do you love it?
Look at the eyebrows.
She said she would never, ever do it again.
Okay, great.
You know, she had my neck all back and stuff like that. The government shutdown or the wall, JV, my only question to you is, the government shutdown, is this the longest it's been shut down in history?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow.
The longest. And it's still going.
Guys, call in 929-477-3886. It's you. Huh? So 929-477-3886. Call in now. Tell us what you think about the government shutdown or the wall. You've got to call in, guys, right now. All right. JV, I'm ready.
So, look, I really want some people to call in, the ones that are furloughed. Can we hear from you all? Let's start there. Because we want to know, basically, how are you making do? You know, did y'all go talk to your resident manager in your
business. Yeah.
They can work out a deal with
you. Yeah, but we did a lot of free stuff, though, didn't we, JV? We did a lot of sharing about the food.
Food and
Navy Federal did something.
Yes.
Yeah, Navy Federal did something.
I think for me, this is when you really show that you're an American. When you do these type of things, you know, it's always the tough times that you have to pull together. And we want y'all to call in and tell us whether or not y'all have been pulling together.
I don't know what you're doing. We
need you to call. Oh, hey, this is Taylor. We need you to call 929-477-3886 and see if you can tell us some of the creative things that you all have been doing. So anyway, let's move on. Only thing I have to say right now is we're going to pray for this country. Can we start there?
Moment of silence. I'm ready for it.
I want to take a moment of silence for this country. Just
go back to my Catholic.
We need Father, help. Son, we're going to stay there.
Amen.
Okay, great. So, you know, we started gathering our information from some weeks ago. Of course.
Every day.
Days. So we got some old stuff that we wanted to talk about, but, you know, we're going to bring it forward to today. Right now, I'm just going to skip right here to President Trump says he's close to declaring an emergency over the border, which would allow him to use Defense Department funds to build the border wall. Those funds might come from disaster aid money meant for Puerto Rico, Texas, in other areas. Can I get y'all to call in and let's talk about that? From what I'm seeing, everything that I'm seeing, the money never got spent on Puerto Rico. That was over a year ago.
Don't you live and breathe CNN, ma'am?
That was over a year ago. Why they haven't got really you getting ready to pull money from a country that suffered over a year ago.
I agree.
I can't. You see my shirt?
You did the hashtag. I really can't. Why didn't tell me to wear mine? Oh, I couldn't find mine. Oh my God.
This is too much.
I was just trying to be peppy.
Okay. So, you know, before heading yesterday to the southern border, which really wasn't yesterday, but again,
we've been gathering
a little bit, Trump told reporters he never said Mexico was going to pay for the wall. Really?
Spoiler alert.
I mean, come on. Lies and more lies.
Oh, guys, we got to get people to call in, 929-477-3886. The shutdown pain, it hits home, J.D., for many federal employees who will experience their first missed paycheck. They just experienced their first missed paycheck.
It's sad.
And, I've got so many government contractor friends. I have government employee friends. I'm going to tell you which one they work for. I might shoot me, not the point.
And what about the contract?
The contractors are going to get it worse because most of them, for the most part, do not get benefits.
They're not.
They don't get benefits. It's really, really sad. The federal employees have protested the shutdown in Washington, Atlanta, Utah, and other places already. You know what, JV, this hurts my feelings. You guys got to call in, 929-477-3886. We need your views. Miami's airport, JV, will close one terminal early for 3 days, and that was last week because of TSA absences.
So now you're putting the country at risk.
Well, he's been put
on the country. So you're trying to save the country with the wall, but now you're going to put it in even more jeopardy with TSA missing in action.
Well, they're not getting paid. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and so
they're
calling in.
They're calling in. Anybody can bring anything.
Sick.
Right.
We're sick to death of everything. That's what that thing is. We're just sick to death of everything.
But this is going just so far because I was told that, even down, and you don't even think about this. One of my friends called and said, I get food stamps. And I get health care. And what happened was she said she gets food stamps, and she saw something that said she won't get February's money. January's money will be doubled, and we have no idea what will happen after that. So they're asking them to, the people who are on food stamps and stuff like that, to buckle down and only really buy what you need, try to spread it out, which means we're going to be buying cheap food. I'm just saying we're going to be buying cheap food and things of that nature. That's really sad. We've got somebody on the line, JB. I knew you were ready for this. We've got somebody on the line. Last 4 digits, 3579. You're on with Connect the City. May we have your name?
Alton Gregory.
Hi, Alton. How are you?
I am wonderful. Big JB fan. How y'all doing up in there?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, we love that you're a JV fan. I guess Millie in the city don't get nothing, but it's cool.
Okay.
It's cool, sir.
All right, check this out.
Go ahead. We listen.
Are you still there?
Yeah, we're listening.
Mm-hmm. Don't listen to your radio.
That's what you said to happen.
It's a delay.
Alton?
Hey, Craig.
Alton? Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. You know, the same with Trump. To me, the same way. Okay.
Listen
Hello?
To yourself. We hear you.
We're here. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead and speak.
My thing is this. You know, it took people and so many people to put him in there. But with what we're going through right now, all we have to do is the same people, because I'm almost sure they're regretting it right now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that put their little 2 cents in to get him in there, I'm almost sure they're regretting it right now. If you don't have any regrets for this man being in office right now, there's something very wrong with you. I feel like the same way we put it, the people put him in there, I think the same people can put him out. You know, it's time for a serious impeachment here now because it's way too much. Why would you concentrate on something so lack of importance? Who cares about a wall? That's not what we're here for. You know what I mean?
So,
I mean, a wall? And I mean, he's made this a prime subject since he's been in office, and it's ridiculous to me.
Ridiculous. So have you written your congressperson or senator to show your basically upset, being upset with everything that he's doing? Because, you know, that's what we got to do.
Actually, I attended a meeting. I work at a school anyway. And they had the town meetings here. And about 2 months ago, they had a town meeting, and the subject came up. Now, I'm in a part of Virginia where, you know, white is still right.
Right.
So, you know, me being a guy like I am, I've been to several different places. I'm real open with how I feel. I feel like freedom of speech is one of the best things that I've ever heard in my life, because I get to say exactly what I want in a manner, you know, not in a bad manner. You know how some things come out bad.
Be respectful.
Yeah, very respectful, and it's hard. And imagine trying to be respectful and talking about Donald Trump in the same sentence. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's very
difficult.
How
about that? You know what I'm saying?
Do you know anybody?
I've spoken out quite a few times about it. I've actually been to a meeting in D.C. back in August before I came back to Virginia. I was in D.C. and it was somewhat of a rally. I attended a rally against this guy.
Really?
And yeah. I don't think he really knows how many people he's actually teed off.
Do you know anyone personally that's been furloughed, that's going through, you know, not having their job at the moment?
My cousin. I have two cousins that work for the government at all. And with God's grace and their persistence in working, they're okay right now. You know what I mean? They're not hurting for nothing right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I just don't understand the purpose. Me personally don't understand anything about this man. I don't understand how he even got into office. I don't understand why he has his name as if he has money. To my understanding and my research from back, I mean, like almost 20 years or better back, I understood he was having sponsors. He had several sponsors with money. I understood that they used his name because of his dad or something like that. Some of this research I did, it's nothing about him. But how is it that, you know, how do you put somebody, that's just like, to be honest, that's just like me putting me, y'all putting me in y'all talk show right now and telling me to host it.
Right.
And I've never hosted a talk show before. I've never.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Wow. Well, you sound like if the topic is right, you can do a very good job.
It does sound like, I love your fans, JB. You hear me, JB? I love your fans.
You're talking about the right thing, huh?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
But,
I got a question.
You know,
I got a question, and I don't want anybody to be mad. Now, do I care? Probably not, but I'm trying to be sensitive, because JB says I'm not as sensitive as I should be. Sometimes he has to reel me in on responding on social media and things of that nature. Don't be mad.
Oh, well, you're not the only one,
right,
so.
Right. I feel bad by saying I don't. Okay, I'm just going to ask. Does this government shutdown, is it supposed to teach us that we now have to be more fiscally, financially responsible?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do know somebody that worked for the government, and they said, hey, we're fine through February. Our only problem is now we might have to dip into things because the federal government gets paid every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So
if
they do open it back up, I feel like they will be a month and a half or so without a check.
Hmm.
Now that that's the case, and I don't want to piss any – no, I don't mind. I could piss people off because I'm just thinking, have I not been fiscally, financially responsible? I have not. So therefore, now do we go back to the teaching like you tell your children, oh, if you have any, I don't know, but you tell your children before they move out, try to have, it's probably hard, at least 2 months rent. I told my daughter 6 months rent. She had like three. Now, once we get back on track, now do we really need to go out all the time? Do we really need to... do we really need to do all of the things? Like, I'm a seafood lover, and I'm a crab lover.
Yes.
So do we need to just save and just start putting stuff into our savings?
And I think, but you know what? That was always the case. If you ever took any kind of financial, you know, literacy-type classes or whatever, planning, it was always about having a couple of months of savings or, you know, something like that. So that way, when times like this hit, you always have something to fall back on. The problem is, though, how many of us are not really making enough to do that? This area in particular, the DMV, is one of the highest areas to live in. So unless you're making a really good salary, you're probably living paycheck to paycheck. And if you got children, it's expensive, daycare, and so on and so forth. So a lot of the people are not really able to do that. And that's the part I think that's really sad, that, you know, a lot of young people, especially young people, are struggling, especially if they have, you know, young children and things. So,
well, we need to take a quick break, JV. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Mr. Gregory.
Hold on.
We got a lot more to discuss. Well, we'll be right back to discuss the wall debacle. You're almost connected, City Guys.
Somebody's crying for love.
Your hostess with the mostest.
And I am the real J.V. Jones.
The real J.V. Jones. All of your fans have called in this evening. I'm so excited. I'm so, so excited. Guys, we have got to talk about the wall debacle. J.V., what do you have about the wall debacle?
Well, furious, and I'm going to say that with a capital F, furious Democrats accused Trump of slamming his hand on the table before he exited.
Like you just did.
And they said he ignored their pleas to reopen the federal government. Guys, he's ignoring as they continue to negotiate over his border wall demand. With the shutdown nearing the 3-week mark, which we're over that now, some 800,000 workers are about to miss their first paycheck, which happened last Friday. And as a matter of fact, I saw the picture. To make it just like really bad, they just showed it like with zeros on the
paycheck. Oh, God, they did.
For the paycheck.
I didn't see that.
This is what y'all getting, zeros. So guess what? I'm mad.
Hashtag I can't.
So he thinks maybe they could just ask their father for some more money. But they can't, said House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, an implicit dig at Trump's wealthy upbringing. So, everybody, he don't have to ask his father for money, but his father gave him money when he was very, very young. He had money, okay? So he don't have to worry about his paycheck. But I'm going to tell you what I'm very angry about, too. How is it that Congress and all of them get paid? The ones that's keeping all of y'all looking good and keeping the government going every day don't get paid. How I have a problem.
Can I hit my head?
It's the plan.
Yeah.
It's the plan. You know what I'm saying? It's the perfect plan. The way to go back to your initial question, the first question. My thing is, I don't think Donald Trump does anything for anybody. Anything he does is for himself. Now, self-discipline is something that we need to learn from, you know, from the Nets. You know, I know this caught a lot of people off guard. And you know, and it's sad. It really is sad.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's sad.
I don't think people thought it was going to be this long.
People knew.
Yeah, they didn't.
I tell you what, which one of you didn't think things were going to go terribly wrong when you heard he was president?
Well,
I didn't know it was this bad.
We knew it was going to be bad.
I didn't know.
But we really did not think it was going to be.
Hey, y'all are some beautiful women then, because I knew right then and there.
Thank you.
We was hurt.
Oh, yeah.
We
knew it, man. Yeah.
You know,
I didn't realize it was that
way. When they announced him as president, I swear, I sat right there and I started praying right then and there. I said, God, please, give me the strength to go through it. You know, I'm not asking you to come down here and wipe them out. I'm not asking you to do that. Just give me the strength to go through it, because I'm a real grown man. I feel like life is full of adversities and ups and downs. You know what I mean? So that's what I live on. But this dude right here does nothing, absolutely nothing for anybody but himself. So
I was going to say real quick, I just need to say the number because we have someone that wants to call in. So call 929-477-3886. Please call and we would love to hear from you. Sorry, just needed to get that out there real quick. Go ahead.
Okay, and I'm going to end this real quick because I'm really on my lunch break. Y'all going to give me a call.
Thanks for sharing your lunch with us.
My thing is, I believe we as the people in general, and I'm talking about all races and creeds, we need to get something on our minds, bottom line. Because if we go on the leadership of another guy like this, if we don't have that self-discipline y'all was talking about from the beginning, we doomed anyway.
Doomed.
If the right president go in there.
Yeah.
The so-called right president go in there, if we have no self-discipline and no way of living, we doomed. You know what I mean? And it's so evident that we as people don't know how to live. All you got to do is look at the news.
It's not even funny because, you know, I wouldn't say that my children are really involved in the voting and all of these other things, but I made them go. If you have to go, they went. And I just remember that night because we stayed up, like, how long did we stay up? Like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, JD?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We stayed up, and my daughter just stayed where, I was.
We cried.
And she said this, JD. She said, wait, Trump is really president? She said, I said, she's like, no, he really won? I'm like, yes. She was like,
really?
She was like, are you serious?
Yeah.
So, but JD, unfortunately, the president just got up and walked out, said Senator Minority Leader Charles E. Schumer, a Democrat from New York. He asked Speaker Pelosi, you agree to my wall, okay? And she said, no. Okay, all right, I ain't gonna lie. She said, no, but I'm going to put some and he just got up and said, then we have nothing to discuss, and he just walked out.
walked out.
Like
that
a child.
Was right, right there?
Fine. See? He was like, fine, Jay.
Wow.
And he just
banged on the table.
And did he do it like, do
no,
it?
No, I don't. I
oh,
don't
wow.
know when
I think I heard
that. I mean.
Ladies, I have to go. Thank you so
okay.
much for
thank
allowing
you.
Me to speak on
yes.
your show. I feel like this is a real big deal to me. And
you gonna connect
I'll be listening,
city, yes.
as always. Y'all be good. God bless y'all here.
We
God bless
your support. Thank
we
you
have
so
a very special studio audience member today. Are we allowed to speak on it?
Yes.
Because this baby
are
is
you,
looking
are,
fabulous.
Are you talking to
Are you talking this India?
Hey, let's
you
have
can, oh, let's have
let's,
it.
Let's see what you got to
she
say.
She's looking all beautiful.
About,
can we?
About the government shut down.
She can't get on the camera. She can absolutely get on the camera. Please come
okay,
and
so
join
we,
us. We're
yeah,
going to have her
so
join
okay.
us. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back, guys, with a little bit more about Trump and the wall and Millie's moments and JD's thoughts.
What rhymes with Trump?
I have a dream, that's all I need. I'll make it happen with some work and belief. Know what I want, so I'll take it on. I've made mistakes, but mistakes make you strong. Let's break it down for a minute. I want the crown, I'm gon' get it. You hear me loud, man, I'm winning. Yeah, Charlie Sheen will be grinning. These ladies know that I'm sinning, and this is just the beginning. I'm closing in the night, fitting. There ain't no point in resisting. Living life like a dream, baby, right, that's the thing. Every night, got a theme. I've been tied to the scene. Out on stage, here on screen. Okay, it's a dream, and I pray I can see. One day, it'd be me. If I want it, then I'll get it. Head down, don't regret it. Push myself to the limit. If I play it, then I win it. I'm just saying, I'm just living for today, for a minute. I don't stay, I just lose it. Have no shame, I admit it. You can find me to see if I succeed, to see if I believe. They're looking up to me. They want the best of me now, best of me now, best of me now, best of me. They want the best of me now, best of me now, best of me now, best of me.
I shared my support for the need for the border security in the country and what we should do from a humanitarian perspective, but a recognition that when the government is shut down, there are consequences and people are starting to feel those consequences.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And Collins urged Trump to consider a previous deal she was a part of that would trade $25 billion for the wall for permanent protection for undocumented immigrants brought to the country as children. And Trump said, H no.
He said, H no? You can say hell.
Okay, hell no.
Okay. Oh, so you did it with this. She said, hell no.
Hell no.
Okay. Hell no. You're supposed to get What are your thoughts, India? I mean,
I think it's a really sad situation when working families are caught in a political decision, and it's not really, it doesn't make really good sense. And I don't really think in the long run it's going to be a political advantage for Donald Trump. And so right now, yeah, I don't think so. I think this is going to, they have him on tape saying that he would own the shutdown, and then he goes on all these other news media and says it's the Democratic fault. The Democrat fault, So, I mean, everybody can see that that's not exactly the case. And so they need to come to a decision immediately because I checked on some people on my Facebook page and I said, are you guys doing okay, you know?
That was nice of you.
You know, because as an entrepreneur, I know what that's like.
Right.
Look, I have a shutdown in 2008 when there was a market crash. And so, you know, as an entrepreneur, you just do other things, and that's what people have to do. And I think that, you know, sometimes things happen for a reason, and we in this country kind of get used to having jobs. You know,
we can't be used to having jobs.
You know what I'm saying? Because that can end for you, or you can have this kind of situation. So there's two things. One, we need to be financially secure. We need to have money in the bank for at least 6 months to a year. We need to not rely on one source of income.
You gotta have 10 now, not 7.
Right.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't make sense that, you know, people are in line to get fed after 3 weeks of
that shows
that financially Americans live paycheck to paycheck, or they charge things and they live excessively. So it's a wake up call, I believe. So when things like this happen, then it's time to reevaluate, look at your situation, and then make the changes. So if you need to do Lyft and Uber even when they open the government up, because you need to put money away, because this is not going to be the last time, right? This is going to happen again, more than likely, and so you need to have your money back. So we need to be more economically sound and physically responsible for ourselves. So,
and you know what part that really he doesn't understand also? A lot of businesses make money off of the workers.
Yeah,
I say, you know, the people that are out there with the trucks, the businesses, the carry
about
out.
That. I did not.
You know,
yes, I didn't
they
think about
depend
that.
On them for lunchtime.
I didn't think about that, JD.
And so yeah, a lot of people don't. You know, he's thinking well, it's just the workers. No, it's not.
It's a lot.
So you're messing with the economy.
Right.
The economy that you're bragging so much about, you're affecting it in more ways than one.
Well, shameless plug, because, you know, DCN has all the festivals, and now it's got us thinking about food trucks. I did not think about that. They're outside. And that's how, and they prepare, because we know how they prepare for the barbecue and the meat and the chicken. Oh, I did not think about that.
JD. It's, like I said, it affects a whole lot of people. And, you know, you think about the parks and the trash. And
you know, all these things
becoming unsanitary, unhealthy. You know, a lot of these places are not being cleaned up, and it's just a mess. And I just think that, you know, when people make the decisions, they don't understand all of the ramifications behind the decision. You know, so
that's true.
Well, it's time for one of my favorite parts of the show, Millie's Moments.
Oh wow. We're going to have an India moment today.
But first, let me bring the caller in before I have my moment, because, you know, I get on a rant, and we don't have that much time left. Caller with the last four digits of 1246, you're on with Connect the City. May we have your name?
Delicate Diana Fennell.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Before I go into my Millie's Moments, do you have something brief you would like to say?
We know you got something to say.
I've seen them.
Yes.
JB, let them
well,
have
thank,
it.
Well, thank you for having me. As you know, we're back in session. I'm a delegate in 47A for Prince George's County, Maryland. And, you know, I am the lead sponsor for the Fight for 15. And I just want to let everybody know that I'm fighting hard up in Annapolis to get that bill passed. And basically, that's it.
Well, we're going to give you an applause for that one.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I am humbled. But my fight and my plight is for the people.
Yeah, I do have a quick question for you because I know that it's probably not a state issue per se, but are you seeing anyone personally, you know, people that you know that are going through difficulties that you can share with us some of the things that they're experiencing?
Oh, sure. Sure, we have people. We have people that cannot pay their rent. They cannot put food on the table. I receive a call on Friday night, you know, from a person stating that they don't, their gas was turned off, you know. This is basically, I know the federal government is going, what they're going through in reference to this furlough, which is awful, but we also in the state of Maryland can do better in reference to raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. You have people that have to have second jobs that have to be able to go and pay, you know, get second jobs to try to supplement their income. But you have some people that cannot find a second job. So I feel that it's not only a, you know, a fight that I have to do, but I feel obligated that I must lead this fight for 15 to make sure that the people of the state of Maryland can be able to get a decent minimum wage by 2023 for $15 an hour.
Well, all right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
You know what? When I was younger, I would love to have made $15 an hour.
I made $15. I can tell you how much I made. I made $4.25 at Cinnabon. Okay.
I'm trying to tell you. We have, you know, and some people that feel that this minimum wage is like for people, like McDonald workers or college people. So you have people out here that's not even making the current minimum wage of $10.10. So my thing is that whatever I have to do to make sure that we get this 15, that's what I'm going to do.
Excellent. And you're doing a great job, Delegate Fennell. Thank you so much for your service to the people and the citizens of the state of Maryland and in your district.
We are so honored.
Thank you again. And thank you for taking time. I know you're a busy lady.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for having me, and I appreciate you so much. Thank you. Love to everyone. Happy New Year. Stay safe out there. Take care.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Oh, wow.
We are
popular.
Now, before we get off, you know we can't let today's news with Trump and...
Millie's Moments. All right, JB, so Millie's Moments. You already know I was going to do it. I just got one word for you. You want the word?
Yes.
McDonald's.
I couldn't believe that. If y'all have not seen this, go to YouTube and look up Trump.
Awful.
And who was it?
No. Go to Connect the City.
Connect the City.
Go to Connect the City on Facebook. It's there.
That's right. And you have got to see it.
Jamie, did you see the
Trump and Clemson Tigers? Please tell the people about it real quick before we go into our Millie's Moments and JB's Moments and whoever's Moments.
Delegate Fennell, did you see the McDonald's being served?
I saw that, and I was like, oh, you know. I'm thinking about all these people that is out of a job, over 800,000 people. We have over 100,000 people from Maryland that is not working. And I'm looking like, really? No. But anyway, but thank you all for having me.
Thank you.
And you have a great night. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, thank you. Have a great night.
You too,
JB, you got to go to your JB's thoughts, and we'll get to India because we don't have a lot of time left.
Yeah, well, I thought you were going to give us a little detail.
So I can say that the McDonald's and the Big Mac were served because of Clemson Tigers.
Lined up.
They served them on silver platters with the good china.
First off, we all know that McDonald's food doesn't last long.
It was cold.
He had all this food sitting out there with
his feet. I don't even know how that happened.
It wasn't.
And they were
came in and they were so excited and they were smiling. They were like, yes,
well, not every,
Big Mac.
Not everybody was smiling. I saw some of the faces like,
yeah. But you know, that's what he eats. Coffee.
That's what
that's
I did
what
not think
eats.
About that. Is that what
he's
talking?
That's what he eats. They say that he's kind of afraid to eat food that they cook, and so he
they're
going to
poison him.
Fast food. Yeah, he eats fast food. Yeah, so that's what he eats.
So what are your thoughts before JD gives her JD's thoughts for the night?
So I got some thoughts. Can I do a little? Like plug, shameless plug.
Let's get it in.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be having this wonderful event. What do Christian single men want? We are going to have a panel of gentlemen from the age range of 20 to 50, and they are going to tell you what Christian single men want. You will be able to come with your questions. We're going to also allow the audience to ask these gentlemen what Christian single men want. And don't they're going to say, don't vote for Trump.
Or they're going to say they want a job.
So that's going to be February 16th at the Not Me Ministries.
Not About Me Ministries Church.
And that is in Temple Hills. And there will be information on DC
Entertainment.
DC Entertainment. So I just want to start out by saying that I hope. And I say this probably every time we talk about Trump or anything. Guys, need y'all to get out and vote.
Vote.
Hopefully it won't be Republican, but you ain't hear that from me.
I can't tell you who to vote for.
But we need everybody to get out and vote. Let me tell you the one thing I remember. I watched Bill Maher. And I swear to you, it keeps ringing in my head from back before the election. He said, y'all don't want Trump to be your president. I'm telling you, you do not want Trump to be president. He said it over and over and over. And I swear to you, it's all coming true, everybody. I mean, how much has to happen before you say enough is enough? Call your senator. Call your congresspeople. Call anybody. Call God. Please, Jesus, do something about this situation. That's JB's thought.
Did you just say call God? I can't. I should have worn my, you should tell me to wear my shirt because I was trying to look preppy, but did you say call God?
Please.
You know what? And then we got to get into, we have to really get into our collective favorite part of the show. Hashtag I can and hashtag I can episode part of the show.
They're
a little long today, so you can sum them up. But, well, because it's so much. It is so much. Hashtag I can and hashtag I can't. We're going to give you the topics. If you can deal with it, you say hashtag I can. If you can't deal with it, you don't like it, you say hashtag I can't. JB, what you got?
I'm going to probably all be.
I can't. JB, you sure the shirt? I wish I wore my
shirt. Okay, I can. So, look, Trump himself tweeted, just left a meeting with Chuck and Nancy, a total waste of time. I asked what is going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up. Are you going to approve the border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier, which he still hasn't quite explained what it's going to be? And they said, no. I said, bye-bye, nothing else works. So guess what, guys? I don't see no end to this. Hashtag I can. See that?
I can. What else you got, JB?
And dear, read the second one for me.
Okay, but Schumer told reporters upon returning to the Capitol, it was an amazing meeting. The president threw another temper tantrum, slammed the table, and walked out. Can you believe that?
Okay, you know what, JB? You're not going to be messing up all this. You know how much that's a goon.
Exactly.
Just black. What?
So what you get at?
Hashtag I can. We don't even let our kids do that, do we?
No, we don't.
No, that's not acceptable.
And it's like 70-something.
Okay. Yeah, when they do it, they get popped.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, the president walked into the room and passed out candy. Vice President Pence said, I don't recall him ever raising his voice or slamming his hand, but Senate Majority Whip John Thune, I hope I'm saying that correctly, said later that the candy distributed was Baby Ruth bars, M&M's, and Butterfingers.
So Pence is an F boy.
Right.
So I guess he's an F boy. He's a B-A-N. I got you. Y'all can
so what is this, a trick-or-treat? I bought it
because
it's McDonald's.
I can't.
Baby food. I can't.
It's junk food, guys.
I can't.
Is that why his hair is like that?
You know, I say that the comments made by the real J.B. Jones are not necessarily the ones of Millie in the City. Oh, that's so funny. So, that's a hashtag I can't, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Moderate Senators Lisa Murkowski, she's a Republican from Alaska, and Susan Collins, Republican Republican for Maine, pleaded with Trump to reopen the government according to lawmakers that were present. I mean, they're pleading, and they're Republicans, so they're pleading. Please.
I don't care.
I got it.
You know why they're pleading? Because they're up for re-election.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, thank you for all of that. Oh, wow. That's crazy. So we're all behind
everybody.
That's a hashtag I can on that one. But we're all behind the president. Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, he's a Republican for Kentucky, said as he left the Capitol Hill meeting and he was at Trump's side. Hashtag I can on that one. All of them are just F-boys. I can't even stand it. The discontent expressed by a handful of GOP lawmakers on both sides of the Capitol appeared unlikely to change the basic contours of the standoff between a president demanding a border wall and Democrats who refuse to give it to him. Hashtag I can't for all of them. You're right, JB. Hashtag I can't. Oh, my
Everything.
God. So upset.
The whole thing.
Is this the first time we've had all hashtag I can't?
I can't. That's why I wore the shirt.
And it's just so sad because who has parents also that are elderly that are affected inadvertently also by this government? Jesus, they can't even sit home and be at peace.
No.
They cannot be at home and be retired. That is so sad.
It is really sad. And if people were behind and then went through this, so now you're even more
behind. Oh, my God.
Your car was about to be repossessed, and you were waiting on those couple of paychecks to get caught up. You didn't get caught up.
So, JB, before we pay some bills, and this is probably a silly question, I know you know the answer, what about unemployment?
I don't know. Did it go down?
No.
People can apply for unemployment.
I know you know
they can, but it takes them a while.
It's going to take longer. Is it going to take them longer than it did before?
It seemed like I read that if they get it, they're going to pay it back or something.
Yeah, if they get paid back, then they have to. I think so because they're going to get. They passed a law saying that they're going to get back pay once the government does open. But there are some church organizations and different organizations.
Yes.
You can Google GoFundMe.
Yes.
They're putting together money for the TSA workers, especially those that have to go to work and they're not getting paid. And Google government shutdown GoFundMes and you'll find some and they'll have the criteria for what you need to be able to get some help for your rent and your car notes or whatever have you that you're going to be short on this.
Right. And all of those things about people getting food, JV, and India, and people just all kinds of things. Native Federal did something amazing. I have Native Federal, so I called them to make sure that that information was true, and it is true. So, you know, for all of those things, look on Connect the Cities group. We just started a Connect the City group to kind of more to discuss all of these topics and our show. Or you can also look on Connect. Or you also can look on Connect the City for all of that information, free stuff. We share it all the time. The Real J.B. Jones shares it. I share it. I know India shares it because I did see something. And nobody, I want to commend you because I know we have to pay bills. We only got about 2 minutes left. But I want to commend you because out of the 5,000 friends that I have, which I don't know, on Facebook, I really want to say I think I saw you being the only one saying, hey, are you guys okay? Tell me about it. Give me a call, whatever you need to do. So I commend you for that. Yeah.
And real quick, before we pay the bills, don't hesitate to call your creditors and those people and tell them, you know, you're going through it. Can they help you? Can they eliminate the late fees? You know, things of that nature. They will work with you because they know that everyone's going through something right now. So don't hesitate to reach out to them because that's what they're there for.
Yes, yes, yes. You pass the bills, JB, because I know we got to pay our bills, right?
Well, the first one I'm going to pay bills to is Not About Me Ministries. Thank you for, you know, letting them be at home, one of our homes for Connected City, so we appreciate that. And DCN Entertainment, the best place to go for all of your events. And if you're looking for a great festival this summer, you need to look up DCN Entertainment and get your party on.
Get your party on. Yeah. I can't even wait.
Oh, and I got a call that I need to give a shout out to Waldorf Chevrolet. Frank Wheeler in the service department is doing an outstanding job managing the service department. So we want to say, look, we recognize Frank. Are you giving up any special deals down there at Waldorf Chevrolet? Hit us up.
Yay, hit us up. Hit us up. Call us, 929-477-3886.
Yes, definitely.
All right, so Lunch Maybe Dinner is a special dating app for singles that is different, edgy, and promises to deliver just lunch and maybe dinner. JB, you're supposed to say the sexy thing you say.
You don't have no money for breakfast.
You don't even say it. Saying and maybe, guys, you look, just as we have people who advertise on Connect the City, advertise with us. We are amazing.
Yes.
And you, we have so many listeners. We have a studio audience, so we need you to advertise with us. Go to Connect the City, hit us up. We have Connect the City group, and you can advertise with us. I'm excited.
And come in. Be one of our studio audience.
Where is that, JB?
Where's what?
What you just said.
The studio audience?
Yes.
Oh, we got one.
Right.
Okay.
Where are they located?
Oh, they're located 3106.
Right. Looking like that is so funny. Oh, my God.
But just hit us up. We'll tell you where to come.
don't have that mess to head up the street, but we digress. Look, thank you guys so much. The government shutdown or the wall. Connect the City. I am Millie in the City.
Yes.
Your hostess with the mostest. Pretty deuces.
Pretty deuces. We are out of here, guys.
Bye-bye, guys. Thank you. Join us next week.
Thank you,
India.
Yeah.
Tittibo.
And thank you, Delicate Diana Fennell.
Say it.
Tittibo.
Look, you all French and everything. That's not our
yes,
fault.
Yes.
Bye-bye, guys. Have a good
day. All the good girls you take out for dinner. Put all the bad girls you take out for liquor. All the good girls they don't pull the trigger. Put all the bad girls they pull it much quicker. It's never too late to get down and party. Switching from good to bad cause you're not a. Feel it inside or inside your body. Let it come out with shots of Bacardi. Let your body go. We'll take it nice and slow. Just let your mind be free. Coming close. All the good girls, they go to heaven. But the bad girls, they get backstage. All the good girls, they go to heaven. But the bad girls, they get backstage.